What about that strategy of using immunotherapy followed by radioimmune therapy outside a protocol setting?
I would not use it. I mean, we don't have any data in diffuse large B-cell. The data of diffuse large B-cell and Zevalin in the relapsed diffuse large B-cell, the results were very poor, especially in the small group that had received R-CHOP. So I don't think that radioimmunotherapy has a role at this point in diffuse large B-cell. There are always exceptions. There was a small trial that Julie Vose did looking at relapsed diffuse large B-cell after stem cell transplant. And she reported, I think, about 30 patients that received Zevalin when they relapsed after stem cell transplant with diffuse large B-cell. And what was interesting is she did get some responses, but the dose was much reduced. If you remember, the usual dose of Zevalin is 0.4 millicuries per kilogram. They could not get a dose higher than 0.2 millicuries per kilogram, and yet saw some responses. And I have the one anecdotal story of the patient that was on Dr. Vose's Zevalin study after he relapsed with diffuse large B-cell after his transplant, and he wanted it again. So we actually gave him, 2 years later, another 0.2 millicuries per kilogram of Zevalin. So he's now had a transplant, two Zevalins after transplant, and we still haven't seen MDS. We keep looking for it. And he's doing well. I mean, you know, there's such heterogeneity, I think, in some of these tumors. I mean, this was obviously not one of those very aggressive diffuse large B cells where you relapse and you die. I think it again points out the heterogeneity of some of these aggressive lymphomas. They're not all alike.